Talking Hawks with Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks. All right, Brad, I thought we could maybe get to January before I had to ask this question, but here we go. More John Collins trade rumors. This from The Athletic. Possible deal with the Suns. Is this the year we see a John Collins trade?
Yeah, it's interesting, Chris. I mean, we feel like we've done this before a few different times on this particular airwaves. But yeah, it's really wild. It seems to never go away. And what I would say about this particular iteration is that I don't think much is new here. I think what really happened is that Collins never kind of left the trade market. Obviously, there's sort of a dead period in the NBA from like August through November, December, where trades just don't really happen, barring something that's pretty crazy, like a team, you know, somebody asking out or something like that. It's kind of a dead area for trades. But I think Collins has just been available this entire time. And on the other side, you know, the Hawks have been asking for a full price for him, and that's why they haven't traded him yet. They're not going to give him away while he has been available. They've been asking for a fair return, and they haven't gotten it yet in their mind. So we'll see if that changes. I think that it might reach a critical mass this time around. It is starting so early. You know, I think that if I had to guess between now and February, will he be traded? I probably would say yes at this point, but it's not like it's 90% either. I think it's always been in that, you know, 40 to 60% range, depending on the day. And I think he's been available, but the Hawks are not, at least to this point, been willing to lower their asking price. And until they do that, there isn't a whole lot of urgency. And part of the thing is, as you might imagine, the Hawks want to win. And I think if you're going to trade John Collins, you have to replace him with someone you can play at the power forward spot, because he is by far their best power forward, and that definitely adds a different dynamic to this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.